Election Headquarters is brought to you by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams, Chopbox Technology, A Convenient Service, German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental, Wellness and Beauty, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, AICPA, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants. Youth Break Foundation, bridging the gaps for positive youth development. Syntex Tanks, Aya Strong, Aya Tough, Potential Real Estate, your trusted partner in real estate. Deluxe Paint, Paint Mu Champion.
Welcome back to NewsDex with me. And so I'd like to let you know that we are your election headquarters, and from today up until elections or even election eve, trust us to bring you the very latest. Now let's bring you today's story. Voting is underway in all regions except the Western and Eastern regions under the special voting exercise. Joy News checks reveal that polls opened early in a number of constituencies within the 14 regions. A total of 131,478 individuals are expected to participate in this critical exercise today. The absence of voting in these two regions stem from the EC's directive to recall and reprint ballot papers following a breach of the security seals. We'll be touching base with our reporters across the country for the latest on the special voting exercise. But first, my colleague James Aveji reports plans are already underway to reprint new ballot papers for the Eastern and Western region.
The big story coming out of the Electoral Commission's emergency IPAC meeting with the political parties is that a single ballot paper meant for the Eastern region has leaked. Listen to EC Chairperson Jean Mensah explain how they found out about this and the decision they have arrived at with the political parties.
On Friday night, the commission was informed by the National Security that one single defaced ballot paper meant for the Eastern region had been taken out of the printing house. And I'd like to repeat that it was a one single defaced paper for the presidential election in Eastern region had been taken out of the printing house. The printing was undertaken by the Checkpoint Limited, and as you know, supervised and observed by the National Investigation Bureau, the National Security, the police, as well as the agents of the political parties and staff of the EC. The Commission took the decision that in order to ensure and guarantee the integrity of the election in the Eastern region, the ballot papers for the Eastern region should be recalled and new ballot papers printed for the region. Additionally, it has been agreed by all the Commission and all the parties that because the printing house Checkpoint also printed ballot papers for the Western region, those ballot papers should also be recalled and printed. And I'd like to note that this was arrived at by the Commission and the political parties, and so there has been agreement here. It is important to note that in order to ensure the integrity of the ballot paper, the Commission will introduce new security features onto ballots that will be printed for the Eastern region and the Western region. In addition to that, the serial numbers for those ballots for the two regions would be revised. This is to ensure that there would be a marked difference between what has already gone and what has already been printed and what will be printed starting this evening.
Consequently, special voting slated on December 2nd for both Eastern and Western regions have been suspended.
In the light of the above, the special voting for the Eastern region and the Western regions would not take place tomorrow, Monday, the 2nd of December, as planned. The special voting for the two regions will now take place on Thursday, the 5th of December.
Now, all political parties who took part in that meeting are united in the call for an immediate investigation into the matter.
And because of that singular act of those people, you've had to put people who have made arrangements to cast their votes to change their arrangement again. You've had to go through this exercise again, time and resources, because of a certain slip that allows somebody to pick a ballot. So there must be full investigation into this. And anybody with information should assist the police to get to the bottom of it.
We demand that the security agencies immediately put out if they have arrested any culprits, and if they have, who are they? Which political party are they affiliated to? Or are they not affiliated to any political party? We need to know. That is very critical.
The National Security gave the report. We know the National Security are undertaking investigation. The question was asked whether has there been any arrest and have there been any interrogation. And so that hasn't been done, but we know that it is still within the ambit of the National Security. They will definitely come out with the report.
With less than 6 days to December 7, the Electoral Commission is racing against time to print the entire ballot papers for both Eastern and Western region before the elections. My name is James Savage, EC headquarters here in Accra.
Well, as you may know, the special voting is happening already today, and we definitely will bring you updates. And also, we'll bring you updates on the printing of the ballot papers in a subsequent bulletin. But let's bring you a little bit of data. Let's compare between 2020 and 2024 the number of persons that are voting for the special voting exercise. Now, currently, or today, as of today, we have 131,478 persons voting as the special voting statistics. Now, if we go back to 2020, we have a little over 10,577 persons that voted in 2020. This means that we have a bit of an increase, which is 19.9%, nearly a 20% increase in the number of persons that are voting today. We just also want to remind you that we're not voting in Eastern Region and Western Region, as the EC already said, that they're going to be voting on Thursday. And so, yeah, that's the data. But let's also continue and bring you that story from the Ghana Armed Forces, which has been clarifying its role. And it says that it has no role on the December 7 presidential and parliamentary elections, emphasizing that no military person will be stationed at polling stations on election day, in a statement released a while ago ahead of elections. The Ghana Armed Forces noted that the military would only be deployed upon a formal request from the Ghana Police Service to handle specific situations requiring additional security reinforcement. Now, let's bring you excerpts of that story. That report says that the Ghana Armed Forces wishes to inform the public of its role in ensuring the peaceful conduct of the upcoming 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. And it continues to also say that as part of our ongoing commitment to maintaining national security and peace during this critical democratic exercise, Ghana Armed Forces wishes to reiterate that no military personnel will be stationed at any polling station. Ghana Armed Forces presence will be limited to standby support by the primary responsibility for election security remaining with the Ghana Police Service. And so that's the update, and it says that the military will only be deployed upon request by the GPS, Ghana Police Service. This collaborative approach ensures that the elections process is smooth and peaceful, and will be maintaining a law and order as well. And so if you have been quite worried that they are going to be military personnel, there you have it. It continues says that in the spirit of transparency and to prevent any misunderstanding, we encourage the public to report any military personnel, individuals identify themselves as Ghana Armed Forces personnel, or any individual wearing military patented attire and also accoutrement, and found at any polling station to the nearest police station, or call the following Ghana Police toll-free number 18345 or 1-800-311. I'll take the number again. It's a toll-free number. You don't need any airtime to call that. 1-8555 or 0800-311. You should save that number on speed dial. And it continues to also say that this will ensure that appropriate action is taken against such individuals or groups in order to maintain security as well as the integrity of the election process. The Ghana Armed Forces wishes to encourage all Ghanaians to exercise their civic rights responsibly, cooperate with security personnel, and refrain from any act that could disrupt the peace. Also, the Ghana Armed Forces reiterates its commitment to safeguarding the stability and sovereignty of the nation whilst protecting the integrity of the election process. I'm glad that you have some assurances from the Ghana Armed Forces. But let's continue as two voters have been turned away at the Kolekloti Special Voting Center because their names are missing from the voter list. The two, a journalist and a security personnel, say they had gone through the registration process hoping to cast their ballots today, only to be told their names are not on the voter list. Listen to the conversation between the journalist with the Fourth Estate and my colleague, James Aveji, at the Osu Police Station. However, my colleague is on Zoom. Hi, hi, James, if you can hear me.
Yes, I can hear you.
Right, please bring the update of the story.
Well, I'm the colleague of works at the Fourth Estate, and he walked here this morning just some few minutes ago to also have his ballot, pending a lot of work he said he will be engaged in for the election day. Now, his vote, according to him, is supposed to be at the special voting center 8, which is at the Osu police station here. When he approached the ballot, the issuer or the official of the EC would have to check his name before issuing the ballot to him. He said after checking his name, he was told that his name is not on the list. He was asked to go to the second police station, it's the voting center, which is voting center B. He checked there as well, and he's been told that his name is not in the voter list there as well. Now, when I had an interaction with him, he told me that he also registered for the special voting through the list of journalists that the Ghana Journalists Association took from the various media houses to register them ahead of the special vote. And so he, as well as other journalists, are hoping to get to the police center to cast their vote, only to be told that his name is not on the voter list. He is not alone. I've also experienced another incident where a security personnel also came to vote, and she's been told that her name is also not in the voter list, and so she also turned away. She makes the point that on the election day, although this is a constituency, she'll be deployed to somewhere in the Western region. And so she was hoping that to cast her ballot here today so that she'll be on duty on December 7th. The two of them have been turned away because their name, some way or the other, failed to be on the list.
Right, James, and so we know the process for special voting, that if you belong to a certain institution, the institution must have gone through the process by registering you. Have we been able to identify where this problem or this challenge came from? Was it that the institution that they belong to omitted their names, or the EC by compilation probably omitted their names? Have we been able to figure it out?
Yeah, so, the general indication we had earlier to today has been about the process, has been that, for instance, for we journalists, what I know is that our media houses, for those of us who want to take part in the special vote, our media, respective media houses, would compile our name and submit to the Electoral Commission through the Ghana Journalists Association.
Right.
And so for that colleague of ours, that is the process he was also made to go through. But, and for the security personnel as well, what she indicated is that the administrator of where she works also compiled their names and submitted same to the Electoral Commission. And so it's the same process. But when I spoke with the presiding officer in charge of this polling station, she indicated to me that that is not the case. The least they have, the process they've been informed about is that the media personnel, the security officials, and even the EC officials who will be voting today had to go to the electoral commission offices at the various districts and municipal assemblies where their constituency is to verify and go through the process personally, not through the respective organization. That's the explanation she gave me off camera. And yeah. For instance, for her police station, they have only one media personnel who is expected to come from Atinka, a media group, to come cast his or her vote. That's the only media personnel they have on their list. And so she's surprised that the journalist says, and the security person indicates that they did the process through their respective organization. As far as she's concerned, they are supposed to go to the EC office to do the process by themselves. And so that's the story from the side of the voter as well as the electoral commission official who is supervising the process over here.
Okay. That's quite worrying. And this suggests that these two people just might not have the opportunity to exercise their civic rights, James. But thank you for bringing us a story. We'll follow it closely. Just maybe they'll have the opportunity to vote on the 7th of December. But let's also take you to Ofinso North constituency in the Ashanti region, where voting is yet to begin. We're learning that the voter register was not among the materials delivered to the constituency. My colleague Eric Obin joins us with more on this. Eric, has the voter register finally been delivered?
Thank you for having me. I don't know whether you can hear me clearly.
Yes, we can. Thank you.
All right. So, as at 7 in the morning, I was right here at the center of Ofinso District, Akwa Dammetu Institute's Station 8. As I got to the place, I was informed by the director of Electoral Commission here that the materials for the election are available, only that the register that we are going to use is in fact of the available materials. I spoke to the man, and he had to say that he asked the driver for the materials yesterday. That of course, South EC, they were going for years. For that matter, he sent a personnel from Ofinso North to join them for that. And the materials came this morning. We checked and realized that the register wasn't part of the whole materials. So he contacted Bantama Constituency EC to help them bring in. Right as I speak to you, there's a pickup of the DC, which I just arrived, which I am pretty sure that it is here. Of course, I don't know what the materials are in now. So I just talked to the DC was here in a question of him. He has confirmed to me that the materials, I mean, the register is in now, which I think the process will very soon be done.
Okay, Eric, thank you for bringing us updates. We'll definitely come back to you at some point to be very certain that indeed the register has been brought to Ofinso. But let's also bring you the story where Ghana is today upgrading its passport to a chip-embedded format. The event is happening at the Accra International Conference Center, and I want to take you live there where the president is currently speaking.
Ready to take his rightful place on the global stage. May God bless us all in our homeland, Ghana, and make her great and strong. I thank you for your attention.
Thank you very much.
Hoping to bring you the full update, what's happening, but my colleague is there, and then we'll definitely bring you that story in our subsequent bulletin. But again, still on elections, out of the over 131,000 individuals participating in this year's special voting exercise across the country, more than 2,800 will cast their ballot in the Upper West region. Joy News Upper West regional correspondent Rafiq Salam reports that voting process at two centers in the one municipality is calm and peaceful.
2,825 persons are expected to take part in this special voting in the one municipality of the Upper West region. Here we are having two polling centers, Sacred Court A and then B. And then these two polling stations, they're having special voters number pegged around 967. And so we have been speaking to the people who are presiding over this election. First, let's listen to Dr. Joseph Wulifan.
So far has been very smooth and successful. We started exactly at 7 a.m. We have 484 voters in the polling station A. There's polling station B also attached. And then we had 500 ballots. That is the excess that was added. And so far, even though it's not up to 10 o'clock, we have gotten 58 voters so far. So far, it's going on smoothly. There is no hitch.
Okay, have you experienced any irregularity?
There is no any irregularity. It was only one voter that came and then the fingerprints could not be captured. So the machine directed that the lady should be verified facially. After the facial verification tool, the machine couldn't pick. So the machine the third time directed that she should be verified manually. So we filled the manual form and then she voted. So far, we only recorded one manual registered voter who cast a vote.
So far, about 84 people have voted since we started at 7 a.m. About 84 have voted and we have no any challenge, no incidents. Only one person even went through facial verification. All of them went through fingerprint verification.
So have you experienced any irregularity? No missing names?
Well, about two people came, but it's possible that they didn't complete the registration for this special voting. We could not get their names in our center. And according to them too, they couldn't get their names also at the center A.
There are also agents of three political parties that are here, the NDC, the MPP, and also the CPP.
Everything is smooth. The EC officials were here on time. All the agents were here. We started on time, and everything is moving on well.
Yeah. So you have not experienced anything?
No, we haven't experienced anything. It was only one manual verification that the officers did. So far, everything is moving on well.
No. I don't think there's any irregularity. Yes. And so far, as the voting started, we have recorded about 57 people that have voted so far. Mm. And out of these 57 people, only one person was verified manually, and that was a female. So we are taking note of everything that is going on in the police station.
So satisfied.
Okay. So satisfied. Thank you very much. Reporting for Joy News, Rafiq Salam.
Here in Accra, NDC parliamentary candidate for Ayawaso West Wagon, John Dumela, says he is going to flip the seat for the NDC by all means. According to Mr. Dumela, the NDC has done enough in the constituencies to snatch the seat largely considered an NPP safe seat. The John Dumela says that he will win at least 60% of the vote currently being cast in the special elections. Let's take you live where Kweku Asante is in the constituency and bringing us updates. Hi Kweku, please bring me updates on what's happening in one of my favorite constituencies that I'm looking out for in this year's election. How has the process been so far? Hello, Kweku. Right, okay, let me go to Prince Kuruga, who is in Ayawaso as well. Prince, tell me where you are and what can you report?
Reps, and that of the MPP, we're giving breakfast to the EC officials. Did you take notice of that? And that is against the EC rules. Did you take notice of that?
I didn't see it. Brother, you are the one saying it. Probably I was somewhere here. I saw them eating food, but I don't know who gave them the food. I don't know who bear the cost or who organized it. All I can say is that I'm not involved in it. I'm not aware that we are sharing food to anybody here.
Thank you. So that was the parliamentary candidate for the NDC in the Ayawaso Central constituency here. I was asking him about the fact that I saw some of the NDC and MPP giving breakfast to the EC officials here. He says that he has not taken notice of that, and that he saw them eating. He didn't know who bear the cost for the breakfast that was served to the EC officials. But here at the Ayawaso Central constituency, voting, the special voting for security personnel, journalists, and EC officials who will be working on December 7th, the general election day, has been going on smoothly. We are expecting some 767 special voters to cast their vote here this morning. As at 10 a.m., 88 persons have cast their votes at A, police station A, another 87 have cast their vote as police station B. The police station agents are, the EC officials are very confident that by the end of the day, they would have hit their target of 767 candidates. As of now, there is no issue happening here. All is calm. The line, there is no crowd here. The line is moving smoothly. There is no issue. Everybody is casting their vote and going home just like that. A lot we saw a lot of police officers in the morning. We saw a lot of immigration officers cast their vote. We saw a lot of civil servants who are working on election. They also casting their vote.
Thank you so much, Prince. The Prince was the update from Ayawaso Central. Now let's go back to Ayawaso West Wagon, where my colleague Kweku Asante is bringing us updates on the special voting. Kweku, please bring us updates. What's the process like so far?
Yeah, the process has started since 7 o'clock a.m. It's been quite uneventful. The candidates, particularly as relating to the parliamentary election, have all been here. I'm here with Honorable John DeMello. John DeMello, how's the process going for you so far?
Well, so far so good. I came here as early as 6. We started voting at 7 and so far it's been great.
I mean, I've seen about 300 people have voted so far from the tally sheet. This is about 900.
Yeah.
Given the difference in 2020 with just a little over 2,000 votes, what is your target when it comes to the special voting?
Oh, I mean, for the special voting, I'm targeting just a little over 60% of the special voting. No, it's not. It's not ambitious at all. We made some mistakes in 2020. 2024, we've corrected those mistakes. We are learning to do things right this time around. And I'm very confident that, you know, all in all, we'll be victorious on Saturday.
Let me take you to Legon campus. That is such a key battleground. In 2020, students were not on campus. Yes. This time around, they are there. Yes. And there are those who have said that campus may determine who wins this election.
Yeah.
How strong are you on campus? Over the weekend, we saw you and Malik Basintele, who was the vice president's wife, as well as the honorable member of parliament there. I spoke into the MP. She says she's going to beat you on campus this time around. How are grounds looking for you?
Grounds are perfect. Mind you, I'm somebody that has been giving scholarships to students since 2012. Since 2012, for the last 12 years. And so Legon has been on my mind and on my heart for the last 12 years. And the present students who are on campus, voters on campus, they've seen the good things I've done for them over the last few years as well. And I'm very confident that, you know, Legon, of course, is the battleground. 2020, you said the students were not there, but now they are there. And when you speak to each of the students, they are all crying about the economic hardship. They are crying about, you know, lack of accommodation, and you know, you have an MP who's been here for 6 years and she's not even built one single room as part of her contribution to, you know, address the housing deficit or the hostel deficit. And so the hostels are something that I'm going to work on as soon as I become member of parliament, and the students are quite confident and they see me as one of them as well, you know, so they are quite confident in me. They believe in me, and on the 7th of December I hope it will manifest in the votes.
There's no gain saying that you did incredibly well by bridging a 10,000 gap vote to 2,000 plus, but there are those who said that the dynamics may be different. Are you saying you are confident that you are flipping Ayawaso West Wagon, which has been traditionally almost a safe seat for the NPP, you are flipping it to green, to the NDC?
I mean, yeah, the dynamics are different now. Now people, a lot of people are calling for change. Look, I meet people, I mean, this is even off campus, but I meet people who confess to me that they come to me and said, look, John, 2020, I didn't vote for you. But 2024, I'm voting for you because I won't change. 2024, I'm voting for you because I've seen how consistent you've been after you lost in Ayawaso West Wagon. And that's the kind of leadership we need. I'm not going around sharing rice and oil and money to people to vote for me. I mean, I don't do that kind of things. What I do is I give you hope. I let you know that when I become member of parliament, things will change.
Thank you very much, and all the best. All right. So that's John DeMello. He says he's confident he's going to flip the Ayawaso West Wagon seat. In terms of the processes so far, there are two polling stations here at the University of Ghana, Legon polling station, that is Ayawaso West Wagon, Center A, Center B, all of them with a little over 450 votes, a total of about 950 in terms of the total number of persons we expect to vote, security officials, election officials, as well as journalists. who have registered for the special voting at Ayawaso West Uwogun. And the process has been smooth, uneventful so far. There's been no reported issues. It's been going on well. John Dumelo has been here since morning. The Member of Parliament herself has also been here. We've spoken to her. She says that she's confident about the work the New Patriotic Party have done, in particular when it comes to education, and that is what gives them confidence that not only will they win the parliamentary race by a healthy margin, Nana Akufo-Addo is going to win comfortably here as well. John Dumelo, as you heard there, contradicting that, saying that he expects that he will...
Definitely a place that you should all set your eyes on, as that constituency has always been keenly contested, especially in 2020. Now, let's take you back to Ayawaso Central, where the incumbent MP is speaking.
He's back. He will be able to bring the economy back. Yes, as a result of COVID, the economy has come bad, we know. But we need that chance again to bring the economy back. Now, in view of this, we are making a special appeal to Ghanaians to vote for the MPP government. I say this, in their campaign, they haven't told Ghanaians that today Kenke is three cities. When they come, Kenke will be one city. In their campaign, they haven't told Ghanaians that when they come, the price of fuel will be half what it sells now. In their campaign, they haven't told Ghanaians that when they come, they will triple the salary of workers. So, and in their campaign, they haven't told Ghanaians that yesterday the dollar is 16 cedis. Are they going to make it 8 cedis when they come? Certainly no. So, what is the message? We have a message. The flag bearer is clear. It says bold solutions. He has outlined a number of manifesto policies that when indeed the good people of this country vote for MPP, vote for Dr. Mahoma Bawumia, vote for Henry Kwarteh and all parliamentary candidates across the country for the MPP, these are the areas we are going to go. Teachers will be given exemption, duty-free. Nurses will have duty-free. There will be flat tax. There will be no duty on import of mobile phones. I can go on and on. So this is a government, a campaign that is loaded with messages. We don't have the alternative. So voting for a party that has no message is dangerous for this country. And I think that the youth should think about their future and not today, and vote for a party that since time immemorial, I'll tell you, President Kufuor came, President Rawlings, when he came, he introduced the district assembly concept. Today, that's what we are enjoying. MCE, DCE, assemblyman. President Kufuor came, he introduced NHIS, free maternal care. President Akufo-Addo came, he's introduced free SHS. Tell me, what did John Mahama offer the first time? You tell me. I don't know. Mention one for me so I can use it. These are initiatives that moves and drives the country forward. You tell me what they view. Nothing.
They can also talk about infrastructure and stable economy.
Now, everybody builds roads. Every government builds roads. Every government builds hospitals. Every government builds bridges.
But I'm talking about for the infrastructure. If you look at what the MPP has spent on infrastructure instead of the economy, the struggle you just made mention of, then what is the guarantee that with all your promises, the future will be good for Ghanaians?
Well, when they build roads, did they do free SHS? You have a brother. You have a sister. You have the relations. They went to school free from year 1 to 3. They were given free food. They wear free uniforms. Is that not money? When the COVID struck, didn't people across the world, were they not asked to go home redundancy? Did President make anybody redundant? They were working. They had their lights on. They had the water on. Definitely it's going to accrue. And so when they say government has spent money, government has spent money because they built Obechebi. They built Circle Dubai. We have built Obechebi. They built Circle Dubai. We have built motorway interchange. They built Circle Dubai. We have built palace. They built just one. They built Circle Dubai. We have built Ofanko interchange. That is just in Accra. I can go on. So we didn't chop the money in our mouth. We use it for the development of this country, to build the average Ghanaian. That is why today you have about 1.2 million people graduate from free SHS. How many people graduated during their time? During their time, yes. They cancelled nurses' allowance. They cancelled teacher training allowance. Today, we are paying teacher training allowance. We are paying nursing training allowance. People are going to school free. We are building bridges. Tell me which of them is good.
This special voting is actually for the securities and then the...
But you asked me a question about politics.
Exactly, I understand. But then, what have you done for the security agencies?
Oh, Jesus Christ. If I start, I will finish. Because I'm the Minister of Interior.
Exactly.
When we took office, when you go and report cases at police station, they ask you whether you came with a car. Speak to the police people. Today, Ghana police, hello, we have given them over 3,000 cars. Go to prisons. Go to immigration. Today, as we speak, between 2017 and date, we have recruited over 100,000 security personnel into the Ghana Police Service. Today they are riding air-conditioned cars, Ghana Police Service. There was a time that my predecessor, Ambrose Derry, started complaining that you go to police stations and they don't have gun. One pistol they don't have. Today, look at them. Motorbikes, more than 3,000. They are in town. Don't you see them? Visibility. There's something called uniformity. All policemen are wearing the same uniform. Either to you see somebody patch the button here, there. Somebody is wearing light black, deeper black. Immigration.
I just heard from Henry Korte, his incumbent MP here in Ayawaso Central. Now, let me take you to the Ododio constituency, specifically the Jamestown Police Station, where some voters could not find their names in the register. My colleague, Collins Frimpong, joins me with more on this issue. Collins, has the issue been resolved? Hi, Collins. Well, I'll bring you back to the Ododio constituency, but let me take you to the northern region where my colleague Martina Bugri is reporting a surge in numbers of persons who turned out to vote today. Hi, Martina. What else can you report?
Have too many people coming in. It's just a walk in and then you cast your vote. But in the morning, we had some few queues and people had lined up to vote. But as we speak now, the numbers are dropping. So far, for the Tamale Central constituency, they have about 273 people who have voted. The other centers have a lot of people who have come in to actually vote, but we don't have queues, you know, like people had anticipated. So they just come in at their own pace and then they vote and go. Naturally, everything has been quiet here in the northern region. No incident has been recorded since the exercise started this morning. We spoke to the EC director. He says that everything is on course. They don't have any challenge from any of the constituencies that the special voting is taking place. He says that they identified some flashpoints earlier on, but those names and constituencies were given to the security who have beefed up security in those areas. So they do not anticipate any challenge to come up as we go through the day.
And so you say that in the early hours, we had lots of people coming in. But as of now, it's nearly 11 a.m. and the numbers have decreased significantly.
Yes, so the numbers are beginning to drop. In the morning, we had a long queue here. We had about close to 50 people who had queued to vote at the early hours. But the numbers have gradually dropped. People just walk in and straight they go to vote. There's no queue to keep you here.
Well, Martina, generally, we're reporting that this year, particularly, there's been over 20% increase in the total number of persons that are voting in the northern region.
I didn't get that. If you could repeat the question.
And so we've been telling our viewers that this year, particularly, there's been an increase in the number of persons that are undertaking the special voting today. In the northern region, do you notice an increase as well as compared to the 2020? This morning you mentioned that a lot of people came in, but is the increase reflected in the northern region generally?
Yes, so the northern region has also seen an increase in the people who are voting today. The EC director tells us that they make provisions for all this to happen, and so they have enough materials to be able to cater for all the who would come in. Tamale Central, for instance, they said they receive 700 ballot papers and they are 600 and something. And so they would have access even if they are spoiled ballots.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much, Martina. Definitely come back to you again later in the day to see how the voting is still ongoing or ending. Thank you. But let me take you back to Ododododo, where I've been trying to connect with my colleague, Collins, to bring us an update where specifically Jamestown Police Station, where some voters could not find their names in the register. Collins, if you can hear me, has the issue been resolved now? Hi, Collins.
But 102 people. Yes, can you hear me, MFA?
Yes.
Right, so about 102 people's names were not found in the register, and that became an issue here a while ago. But the district director for the Electoral Commission and also the returning officer came in, and they've been able to intervene, and now the issue has been resolved. The member of parliament, or the parliamentary candidate for the NDC, who was here a while ago, also raised concerns about some of the names that were missing in the voters' register. But Eric Ochre, who is the district director, the district electoral commissioner for this particular constituency, or the Eshedu Nkete constituency, has been speaking to Joy News, and he explained the rationale behind and how they were able to resolve the issue.
The total number on the special voters list is 580.
So for how many people do you have an idea the number of people?
So far, I think 50 people have voted. As of now. More than 50 people have voted.
And any challenges so far?
So far, we've not had any challenge except to say one security officer came in. He couldn't find the name in the register. It is as a result of, I'm thinking that as he applied for the special voting, he didn't make a follow-up to see. Because he told me that he gave the name to an officer to be given to the EC. And I think they had been engaged on several platforms to make sure that your name is on the special voting list.
I'm not sure my feed is fit.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that American Family Insurance agents can help build a customized renter's policy so you can protect stuff like this, or this, or even this. Case in point. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Bring me this morning, but let's go back to Collins and see if I can get him to wrap that conversation with him. Hi, Collins, if you can hear me. Collins.
Right, MFA, so that's the explanation that the district officer... MFA, can you hear me?
Yes.
So that's the explanation that the district officer, Eric Autry, gave to Joy News. But apart from that, we haven't seen or there hasn't been any issue here. Voting has been going on for quite some time now, and we have about 120 people who have been able to cast their vote so far. So largely, no incident has happened at Jamestown polling station in the Ododododo constituency. Everything has been peaceful so far.
Constituency known for it's been one of the largest constituency here in the Greater Accra, and so we look forward to how that special voting will end and how it'll culminate into the December 7 election as well. We'll go for a quick break. We'll be back for more.